Today's story is from Deranged Dreams and Straitjacket Screams by C.J. Canatelli. If you'd like to see more from this author, including this book, it's available now on Amazon through the link in the description down below. Okay, I'm not really good at text posts, and anyone who follows my Tumblr blog knows for sure that all I do is post fashion, food, and felines. I'm in over my head with this one, but hopefully my small army of followers might be able to give me some insight as to what the hell is going on here. I started about 3 weeks ago. You know, the blog KellyR8. Almost every one of my followers were also her followers as well. She ran this Louis Vuitton fashion blog, and Ira blogs her photos at least once or twice a day. She was the one with a really amazing custom Louis Vuitton theme, and her profile photo appeared to be her. She had glassy blue eyes and platinum blonde hair. She made a really long text post one afternoon. I never read the post, but the title was, "Read this, please. Please, I need help." At the time, I didn't really think to save the text post. It was talking about the game called The Devil's Delinquents, because it's a chain mail game. If someone nominates you by sending you a death threat accompanied with directions on how to play, you have to write a disturbing anonymous message to 6 different people about how you think they're going to die. By sending your threats to 6 people, you pick 6 people to send their messages next. It sounds childish, but there's more to it than that. For example, in KellyR8's post, it said that the night after she played the game, she was up at 3 o'clock in the morning, playing indie games on her computer. At first, she begins to hear whispering. As she took her headset off and listened, she realized that the house was silent, except for the whispers that sounded like they were coming from right next to her ear. Panic, she turned on the lights, but it didn't help her much. She could clearly hear a man's deep voice reciting the message she sent to those people. She made one more post later that day, but it sounded like she was losing her mind. She wrote that whatever you send as chainmail is how you will be killed. In her case, she wrote that the victims of the chain letter would die by having all their nerves severed. Last week, I went to write something in KellyR8's ask box just to see if she was okay, but her Tumblr had been deleted. Today, in my ask box, I got a chain letter under the title, "The Devil's Delinquents." If I comply, I'll be killed. If I don't send out any chain letters, will I still have to die? All I can remember is KellyR8 saying she had to send out the threats. Because if she didn't, the death threat that she received upon initiation into this fucked up game would be her manner of death. So please, help me.